it's not just Asian carp that environmental and wildlife officials want to keep from moving from the Mississippi watershed into the Great Lakes. There are 38 other aquatic nuisance species that officials want to keep in one basin or the other. So in response to a federal law, the Army Corps of Engineers and other agencies have put together an inventory of available control techniques. Study spokesman Dave Wethington says there are three categories of options.
They can basically be technologies that physically impact or kill these aquatic nuisance species of concern, technologies that would modify a flow in a waterway, or kind of options that would remove the aquatic nuisance species of concern from the waterway.
Wethington says the federal team will now look at the costs and benefits of the various ideas. Public questions and comments are welcome. Josh Mogerman of the Natural Resources Defense Council is already weighing in. He says the inventory is impressive.
Herbicides, algicides, molluscides, piscicides, benthic barriers, dead zones, irrigation water chemical, even introducing other fish to come in and eat some of these invasive species.
But Mogerman says the best way to keep invasive species from moving between the Great Lakes and Mississippi River basins is a physical barrier like a dam or earthen berm. It'll be well into next year before the federal team conducting the so-called GLMRIS study refines the list to see what options move ahead. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.